I really love our parish on holy days. It really is a spectacularly beautiful time to share together, partially because we have people who come in from all the different masses. We have a nice cross section of the parish that all comes together for a particular reason, right? For the glorification of God. And today, the glorification of God through all of the saints. And all of us are saints in the making. And so it's great to be able to be with you tonight. As I was praying over the Liturgy of the Hours for today, I found a sermon by St. Bernard of Clairvaux. And so he asks a question, which may seem kind of interesting at first. He says, why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, mean anything to the saints? I mean, they're in heaven, right? They don't need anything. They have the full beatific vision. So what do we add when they have Jesus and all is in all for them? Well, I kind of had that same question at one point, and St. Bernard came up with a beautiful answer to that question. He wrote, "The saints have no need of honor from us. Neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. Calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us, above all else, a longing to enjoy their company. So desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed. We long to be united in happiness with all the saints." I've never read such a wonderful answer to that question as that which came from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, right? There is something in our hearts that we know full well that we are not made for this world, right? There's something in our very being which is tending towards God, right? And it's not something that we do on our own, right? Because we're all in this together. Now, at the beginning of Mass today, you'll notice that we came in and we saw a few things that are a little different, right? Everything that could possibly be lit as a candle in this church is lit, right? The 12 consecration candles that are on the walls that symbolize the 12 apostles, right? The candles of the altar, the paschal candle, right, that we started the Easter vigil with, all of those candles, all that light is inviting us to the true light of Jesus Christ. And we see that the darkness of sin and the misery of death is in no way the final chapter and the final part of our story, precisely because we have decided to give our lot with the saints in light. Now, tonight, during the entrance procession, very much on purpose, right, we traced the perimeter of the church, right? And remember that the church isn't just some kind of auditorium where we do stuff, right? It is a sign in stone and wood and cloth of the body of Christ. And so we're reminded that the entire body of Christ is walking, right? Walking one foot in front of the other all the way through Calvary, through the empty tomb, to the new and eternal Jerusalem. Right? And during this time of year, it's very easy for us to be reminded of the joys of childhood, right? Halloween is, the kind of vigil of All Saints in which one of the fun things that we do growing up is dressing up, right? Sometimes we dress up like, ghouls and goblins and skeletons and those things. Well, to remind us that death has no power over those who love God, right? But also heroes. Sometimes those come from cartoons, from television programs, from literature. And it's a very cute and wonderful thing that we do, right? Adults even get into the spirit of the day as well. Sometimes that can be super cringy, but sometimes they're kind of interesting, right? And the children this morning, I said, at the school mass, I said, well, how many of you went trick-or-treating for Halloween last night, right? And almost all of them did. And I said, how many of you wore masks? Not all of them did. And I told them, I said, when I was a kid, you know, before Noah and the Ark, right, you know, we had these horrific masks, children of the 80s, you feel my pain, right, that, you know, were made out of the most horrible plastic. And as you breathed behind it, the condensation would sit there and you couldn't see anything because you were sweating with your own breath. It was horrible, right? So luckily we have much more advanced and progressive ways of doing costumes nowadays, thanks be to God. But I asked the children to think about that wearing of the mask, right? They wear a mask to kind of put on an identity of someone else, and it's for fun, right? But how often do we in our Christian life try to put on the mask of an identity that is not ours, right? You know, we live in an age of so much identity politics, and everyone's trying to find themselves and figure themselves out and all of that. But we know who we are. We know whose we are. We are children of God and heirs to heaven. And so if we don't live not our truth, but the truth, right? If we don't allow ourselves to see and to be seen as the beautiful children destined for glory that we are, then we put on the mask of sin. We put on the mask of falsehood. We put on the mask of self-deception. And so then if we persevere to the end in that state, then when we arrive at the feet of Christ, then he doesn't see us, right? But for those who have the courage to be who they are and to be that well, right? To be children of light destined for resurrection, right? Then when we arrive at the judgment seat of Christ, what does he see? He sees himself in us, right? We who are made in his image and likeness, he sees himself in us. And that is when he says, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into your glory, right? It is a beautiful thing to see our children who have helped us pray by reminding us of our heroes of the faith. And they look like $1 million, don't they, right? But holiness is for everyone, right? So often we tend to get very jaded when we become of a certain age. Children, don't do that, right? So, saints with long faces that aren't really saints, right? We forget the spontaneity and the beauty of the youth which is ours forever in Christ, right? And so it's a call for us to remember that no matter what life throws at us, that we can say to ourselves, you know, holiness, that's just for a few people. It's impossible. My life is too hard. I can't do it. Well, you can't. That's just the point, right? But God can, and he can in you, and he wants to do that in you because he delights in you as he delights in all of the saints. St. Jose Maria Escriva, whose relic is there near the Adoration Chapel, once said in a homily, "Our life, despite its human limitations, will be a foretaste of the glory of heaven, of that communion with God and his saints, where self-giving, faithfulness, friendship, and joy reign supreme."